back. So immediately after Pfizer unleashed a hellish biowarfare attack by rolling out the shots that they knew were deadly kill shots, social media suddenly was flooded with viral videos recorded in supermarkets and at the homes of terrified Americans who had made an horrific discovery. Yeah, their beef and their chicken and their pork, their meat was magnetic. Of course, the press got to work immediately, fact-checking these videos, gaslighting you into denying what you were seeing right before your eyes. No, that's not true. No, because we say so. That's not true. Just put the magnet down, you conspiracy theorist. Go get your booster shot. It's safe and effective. Well, now here we are, May of 2023, and now we have evidence that shows that the core part of the shots produced by Pfizer and Moderna is fundamentally not a biological technology, but an electromagnetic one. And as we've covered on the show recently, there are absolutely 100% efforts underway to inject livestock across America and across the planet. And it's not just meat. Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst who you've seen on the show plenty of times. Kingston says that we now need to be concerned about our fruits and our vegetables and maybe even our tobacco products. Now, of course, this all sounds crazy, tinfoil hat, unfathomable, unimaginable, fantasy land. Until, of course, Dr. Anna Mihalcha confirmed the existence of mRNA tech in the meat and dairy supply when she examined samples from her local grocery store under a microscope. Well, Kingston tells us that this shouldn't only concern humanitarians that are, of course, scared for their Christian brothers and sisters, but also it should concern pagan, anti-humanitarian earth lovers as well. Why? Well, because plant-based mRNA technology hijacks the process of photosynthesis. So now instead of converting carbon dioxide and water to oxygen and glucose, the plants are genetically reprogrammed to produce chimeric proteins, or in the case of COVID-19 plant-based mRNA vaccines, chimeric spike proteins. This is a problem. I mean, let that sink in. When plants stop converting CO2 to oxygen, there's less oxygen for all life forms. That includes human beings and whales and dolphins and, yes, the duck-billed platypus. In 2021, Kingston discovered something else in the NIH grant database, that the SARS spike proteins were being manufactured in plants, specifically corn, using mRNA technology going as far back as, guess when? 2005. In 2021, University of California, Riverside published an article on how they could produce complete mRNA vaccine in a tomato. And then in 2022, Health Canada announced the approval of Covinfens, a plant-manufactured-based mRNA vaccine for COVID-19, made by a Canadian company. The regularly vindicated Karen Kingston joins us now to discuss this conspiracy theory of magnetic meat and humans, apparently now seemingly become a proven conspiracy fact, Karen.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Stu. As you know, I've been researching the mRNA technology now for going on more than 2 years. And when I went through the NIH database and I saw what they were doing, not just with the foods supply, meaning our meat and produce. So they can, yeah, since 2017, they had the patent to put mRNA technology into our poultry, pork, meat, and whatnot. But when I started looking at the mechanism of action on what they're doing with our plants, it's very alarming. So there's a recent publication in the NIH database that where they're using corn, what they call maize, to produce a Lyme disease vaccine. And as you go through the research, I went back to go to the original studies, and there's one out of China in 2006. And I want to explain the mechanism of action and why this is so important for people to understand. It's entitled The Accumulation of Recombinant SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein, SARS-CoV Spike Protein in Plant Cytosol and Chloroplasts, indicating the potential for oral vaccines. And what it says in here is that they use recombinant biopharmaceuticals, so mRNA technology, to express foreign genes into the genome or the chloroplast genome of plants. The chloroplast genome, that is essential for converting carbon dioxide to oxygen. So they're hijacking that process to produce these chimeric proteins. As you go through this study, they talk about how that it's an inexpensive strategy basically to inoculate humans and in mammals by using plants to produce this chimeric protein. And they talk about the use of the original studies, which were done in tobacco. So I went back and looked at those original studies, and this is what's alarming. In the tobacco studies, they use something called photosystem 2D protein and RBCL. That's the chloroplast genome. So instead of now our plants, whether it's corn or whether it's tobacco or whether it's tomatoes and, you know, and no, not tomatoes, I guess, corn, tobacco, and other plants, they're no longer part of the global carbon cycle. They are no longer converting carbon dioxide to oxygen. They're now converting it to these weapons. And I think it's really important for people to understand that. So I just want to explain a little bit about photosynthesis out of Nature magazine. What they explain is the photosynthetic cells contain chlorophyll and other light-sensitive pigments that capture solar energy. So these mad scientists figured out the process of photosynthesis, how to hijack that, and take cells that that normally, when they were presented with carbon dioxide, they would convert them to rich organic molecules such as glucose and such as oxygen. Not only does the photosynthesis process drive the global carbon cycle, but it produces much of the oxygen present here on Earth. So even if you don't care about whether or not your friends or neighbors are being injected with mRNA, whether or not mRNA is in our food supply, this is a hijacking of the environment, of the ecosystem. And it's imperative that people understand this, that this is not, mRNA is nothing biological. These are gene editing technologies that mimic biology. And, you know, who is heavily invested in corn, in cornfields in America? Bill Gates, right? I mean, he did a whole demo 2-3 years ago about, ask me about corn, he loves corn. So they're hijacking our food supply, not just to decrease the food supply, but it's also gonna affect the oxygen levels. And now these lipid nanoparticle technologies, I've presented on the show so many times, whether we're looking at the DARPA pitch, which talks about how there can be aerosol attacks. It can be put in food, it can be put in water, it can be put in gels. So when they are spraying this mRNA lipid nanoparticle technology around the globe, you know, across our lakes, across our oceans, it's hijacking basically even the plankton that's there in the ocean. So it's going to affect the oxygen levels of mammals. So the whole concept that mRNA technology should be a choice, whether it's in the food supply, whether it's injected into adults or children, is a psyop. It is a bioweapon. It is a weapon that's not just going to cause the destruction of humanity, but it's going to cause an alteration to all life forms, even those life forms for people who maybe are anti-human care about, such as the whales and as you said, the duck-billed platypus. So this is a very serious situation, and we have leaders who are saying, well, let's make mRNA technology informed consent in the food. That is nonsense. This is hijacking the biological function, photosynthesis, that actually stabilizes all life forms on Earth that require oxygen and air. This is, I mean, I think it's very important for people to understand mRNA technology, full stop, is for the purposes of extinction. And they're not understanding that because it was presented to us as a choice. And if people read Unrestricted Warfare, you know, and we have Dr. Robert Malone, we have General Michael Flynn, who are experts in fifth generation warfare, then they will know which is the most important statements from that book, which is war is no longer using armed forces to compel the enemy to submit, but rather using all means available, lethal and non-lethal, to compel the enemy to accept one's interests. We are being compelled to accept mRNA technology, which is a weapon of biowarfare against all life forms, as if it's something that should be a choice. And that is simply evil in nature. It is deceptive. This needs to be full stop. And I hope that other experts and scientists, I know some people in Florida that I'm going to be working with, that can get this message out more powerfully than I can, to explain how mRNA technology is, again, hijacking basically all of our food supplies and even just the basic carbon cycle for life here. You know, and Bobby Kennedy on Earth Day just a couple weeks ago said that he's running his platform, you know, partially on saving the environment. You know, I have a quote from him here saying, "I've dedicated my life to protecting the precious resources of the Earth. Environmental stewardship will be a core objective of my presidency. Environmental protection is critical to social and racial justice, to America's economy, prosperity, and to the survival of humanity." So that being said, I would hope that Bobby would take a position against banning all mRNA technology, because it's not just to the destruction of humanity, but also to the destruction of most life forms here on Earth.
I want to just touch on something that you just said here. You know, if somebody was given proper informed consent, in other words, hey, would you consent to being injected with a weapon of biowarfare? How many people would have volunteered for that? Absolutely nobody in their right mind would say, yeah, inject me with a bioweapon, of course. And the mandates, like you said, are a big psyop as well. Everybody that's out here saying we're fighting back against mandates is part of the ruse, is part of the grift. Nobody should have a choice whether they're injected with a deadly weapon of biowarfare or not, that is now not only just killing our babies, but is also now killing our environment. 30 seconds, final words.
Well, I just want to be clear. This overall plan is for extinction. So if you look at extinction, how species go extinct, it's because of their environment, changes in their environment, toxins, as well as being caged. So humans actually capture species. So if you look at extinction, what are they trying to do? They're trying to put us into 5-minute or 15-minute cities. They're exposing us to electromagnetic radiation. That is disrupting the electromagnetic fields in our bodies and in other and other life forms around us. And that is to the extinction of our species. This is not genocide, it's extinction.
Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here and all of the courage and bravery that it takes, relentlessly still pouring truth out and information out to the American people and really the population across the planet that otherwise would not be available. It's hidden by the press. Even Vladimir Putin's top biowarfare general in Russia recognized Karen Kingston's work. Yeah, he addressed the international community, exposing the bioweapons labs that obviously were already confirmed by Victoria Nuland from our corrupt State Department. Now more bioweapons labs being found in Sudan. Your government has declared open war on you. They're getting rid of all dissident voices as well. Any of those that were willing to just take a second look at Ukraine or the Pfizer deadly kill shots, including Tucker Carlson. John Miller is here up next to talk about whether or not the media is fully extinct. We'll be right back. 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Healthcare you can trust. Go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD. All natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD. and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to Curibl.com.